أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of al-Khaliq, the creator. Now, al-Khaliq is derived from khalq, which means creating. It is al-Khaliq who brings things into existence from non-existence. It is he who creates from nothing, establishing at the same time the states, the conditions, and the sustenance of all that he has created. He establishes how, when, and where creation will take place. He creates in accordance with this order everything from the beginning to the end of created existences has been established in goodness and wisdom. This is al-Khaliq. He does not need the creation, nor does he receive any benefit from creation. In Hadith al-Qudsi, he says, I was a hidden treasure. I loved to be known, so I created creation. Now, science says that it is life that creates life. However, there is no single cell that has been discovered that was created from lifeless matter. And according to science, the earth went through long periods in which there was no possibility of life because of the extreme heat prevailing. The atmosphere, we're told, was full of molten metals and volcanic eruptions. And later, when the crust of the earth began to cool, only inorganic matter could be found for millions of years. In short, throughout the tumultuous changes that occurred to the surfaces of the earth, there was no trace of life on it. So then how did life come forth? It is al-Khaliq who created not only all life forms but the complete adaptation of every species of animal to its conditions of living, each created with its particular instrument needed for its conditions for life. You know, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam was asked by Fir'aun, Marrabukum ya Musa, Prophet Musa alayhi salam replies, and you find this answer in Surah Taha. This is Surah number 20, ayah 50. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbuna alladhi a'ata kullu shayin khalqahu thumma hada. Our Rabb is he who endowed all things with a particular form of creation and then guided it. Let's look at some examples. Let's look at some of the wonderful wonders of creation. The National Geographic programs that appear on television are absolutely superb. Look at a female moth. It emits soft signals that a male moth can pick up from an incredible distance, sending its own signals in return. However much we would want to disturb these communications, we cannot. Have you ever thought, how does this frail creature carry a transmitter or a receiver? A tiny cricket, like a grasshopper, rubs its legs together and the sound can be heard up to a kilometer away on a quiet, still night in order to summon its mate. Now, if you imagine that noise that the cricket makes by rubbing its legs together sets 60 tons of air into motion and the female cricket responds, although there is no audible sound that comes from her. If we look at the world around us, then we see that the harmony and interconnectedness of millions of natural phenomena in our world can only be explained on the basis of one theory, namely that there is a creator, there is al-Khaliq, who has established creation by means of a limitless and infinite power with a program for each element of creation. If we perceive weak points in nature, in creation, it doesn't imply the inadequacy of the creator, because our thoughts and perceptions are too limited to perceive all the mysteries and enigmas of the universe. Our intellect cannot comprehend the aims and goals of existence. If we are unable to understand the function of a small screw in a great machine, it doesn't give us the right to accuse its inventor as ignorant. You know, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam to his companion Mufaddal, and there's a wonderful series of books called Hadith Mufaddal. He says to him, I swear by my own nafs that Allah has not failed to make himself known to the ignorant, for they see clear proofs and decisive indications of the Creator in his creation, and behold wondrous phenomena in the kingdom of the heavens and on earth that point to the Creator. And when we apply it to ourselves, one story comes to mind. It is said that when the angel of death came to Prophet Musa alayhi salam and said, "Ya Nabi Allah, time to go." Prophet Musa alayhi salam requested for some time to say goodbye to his family. When he came to his five-year-old daughter, in his mind he perceived a thought. How? Who will look after her? Immediately, Allah tells the angel of death to stop. Prophet Musa is taken back to the Red Sea. Now remember, that was what he parted with the Bani Israel. He said, "Musa, strike your staff onto the sea." And Musa does so as he's ordered. A path is made. Said, "Musa, go." And Musa walks on this path that is created. And then Prophet Musa alayhi salam is asked, "Prophet Musa, what do you see?" And he says, "Ya Rabbi, I see a stone, a large stone." And Allah tells him, "Musa, pick up the stone." And he picks it up and says, "Musa, what do you see now?" And he says, "Ya Rabbi, I see a hole in the stone. And when I look through that hole, I see a little creature with a grain of food in its mouth." And Allah tells him, "Ya Musa, if I can look after a creature at the bottom of the sea in a hole in a stone, will I not be able to look after your daughter, Musa?" This is Al-Khaliq. And we've got to understand, as the supreme creation, as when he says, "لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحَسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ," I have created you in the best of creations, we should know that he has created all for humanity and humanity for himself. All creation and the order that it follows is entirely beneficence and wisdom. And we need to understand that being a part of this creation is a reflection of the Creator. So Abdul Khaliq is one whom Allah has rendered able to do all things in accordance with his will. The one in whom Al-Khaliq is manifested sees the universe reflected in himself or herself. For he or she knows everything that's around him or her. It is one who learns to know himself or herself, being able to trust the unseen. And such knowledge is the recreating of the created in our minds. In essence, is the true extent of human creativity. If you recite Al-Khaliq every night, while pondering over its meaning in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create an angel especially for the person who recites this, who will pray for him or her till the end of time. Frequent recitation of Al-Khaliq also allows a human being, or develops in the human being, the ability to act only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.